My name is Eden Grace, and I'm the Director of Global Ministries for Friends United Meeting. I have been in that position for 5 years. Prior to that, I spent 9 years as a Friends United Meeting field staff, which is what we call missionaries, in living in Kenya and working with the Friends throughout East Africa. I'm a member of New England Yearly Meeting. My home meeting is Beacon Hill Meeting right in downtown Boston. My husband and I have 2 kids of our own and 2 more that we've collected along the way, so I am now parenting 4 college-age kids, which is awesome. And the time is really short, and I don't know what you want to know about, so I'm going to not do a spiel. I'm just going to ask you to ask me questions about what do you want to know about what's going on at FUM. And during the missions committee time, I did have a chance to say some things, and I think many of you heard them. So what do you want me to talk about? What do you want to know? What do you want to say? Or I can... Right, we have a new general secretary, Kelly Kellum. He officially started on the 1st of July. He was in Kenya at that time because he had a trip previously planned, a family trip. But it was a great opportunity. As many of you know, Kenyan friends love to make a big deal about things that are a big deal. So the first day on a new job here, somebody might give you a coffee cup or show you where the, you know, where the coffee machine is. There they had a huge celebration at Vihiga, including a 92-year-old woman who had worked with Kelly's grandfather when he was the superintendent of education in Kenya. Big deal. Prayers of commissioning, and so it was an awesome way for Kelly to launch his ministry. And then he came back to the office. He's been in our office for 1 week. We have shown him where the coffee is and how to run the machine. But yeah, we're a little understated compared to the welcome that he got in Kenya. I think he's going to be awesome. He came from North Carolina Yearly Meeting where he was a pastor. Prior to that, he was a pastor. Was he here in Iowa and as well as in Kansas? Sorry? Ah, he was here. Like here. Awesome. So those of you who know him know he has a real pastoral heart, and I'll say as a member of the staff, Colin also was an amazing pastor to the staff, and I think we had some trepidation about losing Colin and what were we going to get, and Kelly is going to be able to pick up and continue to sustain the atmosphere of a healthy and loving work environment, which those of us who do Christian service in the world professionally know that unfortunately there are a lot of times in which Christian workplaces can be kind of toxic. And so FUM right now is a healthy workplace. Colin did that for us, and Kelly is going to be able to continue to give that kind of leadership to the staff. Oh, great. So for those of you who are aware, and I think there's an issue of connections out there in the hall that introduces Ben Snyder. He's a pastor in Indiana Yearly Meeting, and he's joined our staff on 26 hours a week, so he's not full-time. He is the North American Ministries Coordinator, working within the Global Ministries Department. One of the things that came through really clearly under Colin's leadership in the way that he listened attentively to the condition of Friends was an unmet need for ministry among North American Friends. I'm standing here looking at Mary Glenn, who did that so well for so long when she was on the FUM staff, but it had lapsed. A real attention and focus on the spiritual vitality and health of North American Friends churches and meetings. And so Ben is coming into that role. So it's a new position, and he has 4 programmatic areas that he's responsible for. Stoking the Fire, which is a program that's about 3 or 4 years old now. It's an annual spirituality retreat, usually on Pentecost weekend, that focuses on on, or it's an opportunity for people who are on fire for the Lord and feel sometimes like their meetings don't know what to do with them, to come together to people who are not afraid of the power of the Holy Spirit, and to encourage each other to go deep in that experience together, and then to go out and back to their meetings, having been strengthened and encouraged. So that's stoking the fire. Flourishing Friends is a program that is getting underway, and we had an opportunity, and I realized that the yearly meeting also is seeking the opportunity of this new Lilly Foundation grant on the thriving ministry. And so, in fact, every Friends organization I'm aware of has applied for this grant. We are all competing against each other at the moment, which I wish that had not happened that way. But if we get this, if FUM gets the grant, then we will be training a national cohort of congregational coaches who will be able to. So every yearly meeting Iowa yearly meeting, you would have three or four people who would go through a training along with all the other yearly meetings. Every yearly meeting would become equipped with fully trained and credentialed congregational coaches who can then work with churches and meetings in your yearly meeting on health, vitality, growth, strategy, the ways in which churches and meetings need help to discern their own growth and to not become resigned to this lie that we seem to believe that somehow friends are going to dwindle inevitably, like as if God is just done with us. Like, where'd we get that? And why do we keep believing it? So let's flip that around. The third program in North American Ministries is called Unleashing the Power, and that is regional workshops to equip Friends meetings and churches in practical skills. So there might be a workshop on how to be an effective monthly meeting clerk, or we've had things on financial stewardship. I met with somebody in Western yearly meeting 2 weeks ago who's got some really exciting skills and concrete strategies on rural meetings. I thought immediately of you. So these are like practical skill-based trainings that are not meant to be something that you would like fly in an airplane and stay overnight. They're going to be more local. People can gather from a drivable distance and get really concrete trainings on topics of relevance. And then the fourth area of North American Ministries is a new and emerging area that I feel super excited about. African Friends in North America. There are a lot of African Quakers living in the United States and Canada who are not connecting effectively with the yearly meetings in their areas. Some of them are just truly isolated. Some of them are gathering their own churches and forming. There's a Kenyan Friends Church in Baltimore that has had a very difficult relationship with the monthly meeting in Baltimore. In Canada, the United Nations has resettled about 300 Congolese Quakers in the French-speaking part of Canada. They have three different churches now with trained pastors full of members. Canadian Yearly Meeting doesn't know what to do. So this is happening all over the country. There's a African Friends Church in Louisville, Kentucky. There's, of course, the International Friends in Minneapolis. How can we serve these emerging networks? I mean, how can we recognize, first of all, these people are here. They're real Quakers. They want to continue to be Quakers. They don't necessarily feel welcome when they go to the Friends Church in their community. How do we help those people and those families and those communities? And also, how do we help our yearly meetings to understand ourselves with perhaps a different demographic than we're used to? That maybe this yearly meeting isn't all white anymore. How do we really grapple with that? So those are that's a long answer to those are the four programmatic areas of North American Ministries, and that's what Ben is charged with launching. Stoking the Fire is the one that has the most traction under its feet right now. The other three are that's entrepreneurial work that he's getting going. And so pray for him and find people to join the committees. Each of these programs has a committee. Figure out who of your FUM general board members is the nominating committee representative and talk to that person, because Iowa Friends will not be involved in this work unless your FUM nominating committee person attends the nominating committee meetings. Like, there is an actual process here. If Iowa Yearly Meeting isn't on the nominating committee, Iowa Yearly Meeting is not part of the committees that are doing the work. Because we're not mind readers. Yeah.
What's a big emphasis over in Africa right now?
Okay.
And who's promoting that? And how many yearly meetings are there now in FUM?
All right. What are we up? 38 yearly meetings and associations, 22 of them in East Africa. So John Mahanji, who many of you had an opportunity to meet, incredibly gifted, energetic. Energetic is like an understatement. You could power a small country off of his energy. And he has had a vision ever since he first joined the FUM ministry 15 years ago about mobilizing Kenyan friends to see themselves as a mission-sending church. I mean, Kenyan Quakerism is 116 years old. It is not a mission field. There are parts of Kenya where the church is not established, like Turkana and Samburu, and those... it's Kenyan friends who are going as missionaries there. But for the most part, Kenyan friends in the concentration, the place where Quakerism is now many generations, have not really come to see themselves as a missional church. And this is to their spiritual detriment, of course, and also to, it's a loss for the whole community and the whole world if this spiritual energy of Kenyan friends is left untapped. So that's sort of one side of the story. The other side of the story here is that Tanzanian Quakerism is taking off and growing just in astonishingly rapidly. And so where 10 years ago... There was a small pocket of old, moribund, I would say spiritually toxic churches in one little corner of the country. There are now Friends churches all over the country that are on fire and lacking spiritual leadership because none of these people have been Quaker before. It started in the far south of the country when a group of people found Quakers on the internet. This is very rural, very remote. These people are rice and cocoa bean farmers. This is not the kind of people you expect to go on Belief-O-Matic and find out they're Quakers. But that's what happened. And from that kernel, this explosive growth of the Friends Church throughout the entire country of Tanzania. None of these people have been Quakers before. All of them need discipleship training, pastors to be raised up and brought through Friends Theological College, if possible, or at least some kind of trainings and workshops in their own location. And so we've got this huge ministry need in Tanzania and this huge untapped potential of ministry outflowing from Kenya. So let's connect the dots. So that is John Mahanji's 2018 and probably 2019 and going forward. That is his primary focus of ministry right now, is to mobilize Kenyan friends to go into mission to help serve the needs of this explosive growth in Tanzania. I think that's what you wanted me to talk about, unless I really missed my cue. It's very exciting. is anything happening in Uganda? Uganda is also growing. It's not as rapid as Tanzania, but it has several of the same challenges of growth in new parts of the country where there aren't other friends nearby to mentor or disciple. And so there's a constant need for training. Friends Theological College is growing rapidly as well, and being able to meet more of those needs. We always need more scholarship money because it is difficult for friends from outside Kenya to be able to afford to come to FTC in Kaimosi. We also now have quite a few satellite campuses around Kenya, which are serving the Kenyan students well, and we're talking about being able to bring FTC education also into Tanzania and Uganda. Just finding every way possible to make that kind of education accessible where it's needed to the people who need it. Yeah. Well, we certainly have, I think, hopes and commitments on both sides to work well together, and our offices do communicate and coordinate with each other. And so, the friends in the Great Lakes countries, Rwanda, Burundi, and Congo, and the Quaker, the yearly meetings there emerged out of the EFM and ministries versus Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania emerged out of the FUM ministries. EFM and FUM in North America have some pretty significant divisions. In the African context, those friends do not feel themselves to be divided from each other in any meaningful way. They share the same doctrine. For the most part, they share the same practices of worship. They do not feel themselves to be different types of friends. And so fortunately, we're not struggling to heal that kind of division. It is really important to work together when we're working in the same country. And so in Tanzania, the friends in the Kigoma area of Tanzania that are affiliated with Burundi friends are mostly Kirundi-speaking refugees that have crossed that border. And their relationships with Burundi yearly meeting are very strong and important. The government of Tanzania will not recognize them as a yearly meeting. There is already a Tanzania yearly meeting. The government is not going to allow a separate group to register. So we have to work together around how the legal status of these groups. But FUM has no pretense to say, well, if you're in our country, then we have to control you. No, that doesn't make any sense. This is a people group that has their own relationships. But we need to work together when we're working in the same country. Yeah. All right, it's 12 o'clock. Thank you, Ron. I will not rush out the door if you have follow-up questions you want to ask me about, but I do encourage you all to go and join the lunch line and enjoy your food.